Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FedEx Field is no more. With 2 years left on the naming rights of the stadium out in Landover, Maryland, it's now unnamed. FedEx has gotten out of its deal, so the Commanders will begin in earnest negotiating with other companies to try to get one to put their name on the stadium. I read somewhere today, I don't know how legitimate these numbers are, but that the average around the NFL is like $11 to $13 million per year for naming rights. And supposedly the Commanders from FedEx Field were not getting close to that. So it could end up working out for them, I guess, if they can swing a good deal with somebody. The problem, obviously, is you're asking for a company to put its name on a stadium that's widely considered to be the worst in the sport. How much a factor is that? I'm not really sure. I mean, you're still getting the advertising. It's still the NFL. When Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, standalone games are at your stadium, it's still being broadcast everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's still tens of thousands of fans. You don't care if they're home or road fans coming to that stadium. Now, did FedEx take a hit from the fact that it was the FedEx Field and it was the worst stadium? I don't think so. Like, I didn't think of FedEx any differently as a company. It's weird, because I would even occasionally refer to the stadium as, I'm going to FedEx, as if I was going to ship a package or
right.
something. But at no
point Kinko's, yeah.
ever when it's like, am I going, what do I think of UPS versus FedEx? Did I even correlate it really to the stadium, or certainly ding it because the stadium was bad? So I think they'll probably do just fine now in free agency, new owner, company people want to get on board with that's ascending. A bit of a rocket ship they're on over the last calendar year.
Yeah, but this is the first one where that's not the case. Because by all accounts, it's not a terribly expensive deal for FedEx when you look at what the other teams are paying. I mean, they signed their deal a long time ago, if memory serves, right, for what they were paying annually. And as you already said, it's the worst stadium in sports, probably. It's certainly the worst stadium in the NFL. It's terrible.
Worst but that's, experience, definitely.
Yeah, and that certainly hasn't negatively affected, you wouldn't think. I mean, somebody smart could tell me that it has or hasn't. I don't know. I'm sure their stock price is doing fine. But it's curious to me that they would want to get out of business. Now that the enemy is gone, now that the guy that pissed off Fred Smith so much, now that the guy that ruined everything and pit the minority owners against each other and that whole weird buyout lawsuits against everybody and weird discovery and all that crap that Dan Snyder was always associated with, it seems weird to want to get out now on what's a pretty affordable deal.
So this could go one of two ways. They could get a pretty sweet deal pretty quickly and throw another company's name up there and it's blank field, mm-hmm. or they could do the Nationals thing where it becomes Commanders Stadium, right? Or Commanders Field if they want to keep that part of it. And they just go, it's only a few more years, ideally, through 2027 and then the new stadium, perhaps, where you sell the naming rights to that thing and you just keep it as Commanders. Do you want to Learners this thing? The age-old story with the Learners is they've decided that the naming rights at Nationals Park to them are worth whatever the appraisal was. Let's say you get your house appraised. Your house is worth $732,000. Someone offers you $719,000 and you go, absolutely not.
Nope.
That's the only offer you've got. And then someone else offers $721,000. Absolutely not. You're not selling your house for less than $732,000 because that's what it's appraised for. And this is what the Learners have decided to do with their naming rights. Someone said it's worth $100. People are offering them $84,000, $93,000, $99. And they're going, not today, not ever. You're giving me $100 or you're not getting it. So I guess the Commanders could go one way or the other. I did post the picture at Grant H. Paulson, if you want to check it out, of Grant and Danny Field, mm-hmm. which Toby, our buddy, helped me put together. G&D Field even looks a little better. They'll put that in the end zones. But Grant and Danny Field is nice. I figured we could both issue statements to our listening audience today just about how excited we are to do business with Odyssey and the Commanders coming together now on Grant and Danny Field. This was the statement that I issued from my desk about 2 hours ago.
From the desk of Grant Paulson, yeah.
As a lifelong resident of the DMV who has been to almost every home game since 1999, it is an honor to be associated with such an iconic venue. I was there when the Redskins beat the Lions in the playoffs in 2000 and when the 2012 team won the East in a Week 17 division battle against the Cowboys. Those memories will last forever, and they have made the stadium special to me and my family. This partnership will be great for both the club and the show. Our hope is that it aids us in continuing to provide amazing sports coverage to Washington, D.C.'s revered fans. That is a statement from the desk of myself, Grant Paulson, on FedEx Field, now being renamed Grant and Danny Field in Landover, Maryland.
So, moments ago, from the desk of Danny Ruye, a statement was issued also. I hate this field. It's literally the worst. I'm embarrassed to be associated with it, and I would literally never go unless I was forced to by work. That said, it's still pretty cool to have a field with your name on it. And that was the statement issued from the desk of Danny
Ruye. Wow, quite a statement.
Quite a statement, powerful statement.
I think they're going to get another deal pretty quickly, and you know, I'm not necessarily
I think they will.
Concerned. I mean, it seems like companies want to do business. They've announced a lot of partnerships. They're also, we just found out yesterday, they're putting $75 million into the stadium and the facility. And I got to be honest, you know, I hate to take the easy way out on some of this business stuff at this point. I am on to Cincinnati, as you know, Danny.
Uh-huh.
I just don't care that much what the name of the stadium is. In fact, I'll probably call it FedEx Field a bunch in the future. I still call Progressive Field Jacobs Field every now and then. I am bad at that. Not like I don't know that it's not that anymore. I just don't care. So in other words...
So it was MCI Center after it wasn't for me. It was Verizon Center after it wasn't for me.
Exactly.
And whatever it's after Cap One.
I'm a Capital One guy, as you know.
Sure.
So I call it Capital One because I like Capital One a lot.
I'm very pro Capital One.
I'm very pro Capital One. Always have been, always will be. But I don't know. Like, a good example for me is Heinz Field in Pittsburgh is now some weird word with an A, like AccuSure or Accu-something.
Accenture?
I don't think it's that one. That seems too easy. It's a weird... Who's our stadium king? I think it's Darius.
So it's not Ryan. Yeah.
That's a good one. Ryan's face.
Colonel Shrapnel there. Sorry, buddy.
Stadium king.
AccuSure. It is AccuSure Stadium.
I'm sure it is.
Come on. Yeah. Is it really?
It is.
I'm never going to say that. I'm just not going to do that.
AccuSure or AccuSure?
AccuSure.
Hmm.
So whatever that is, I'm sure it's a wonderful company. They probably do great work.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
I promise you I will never say that.
Huntsville.
Now, if I was in Pittsburgh, would I have to do that? Probably.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I did the afternoon drive show on 90 and whatever.
Yin's coming to AccuSure. Oh, all right.
I might have to say it,
oof,
but I'm just not going to in my seat here.
Yeah.
What do I do? If it's something easy, if it's Pepsi Field, I'll rock it. We'll do it. I hope it's Coca-Cola, but that's another story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something like AccuSure, I'm just not doing that. So I'll say Landover, and that's my new thing. In the same way that like I'll drop Local 53 sometimes, uh-huh, or you know, the outfit, the program, and I'll try to do Commanders less. You yeah, never do it.
I'm getting pretty good at it.
I drop Washington pretty frequently.
Uh-huh.
It'll just become, they're coming to Landover, the game's at Landover. I don't want to have to work to say something.
Let's workshop this a little bit. What if you leaned all the way in and said it in kind of a radio puke voice, and you were like, they're going to come to the command center this weekend. Like you just said command center.
Yeah, I won't
like
do that
hard. You know, but like you owned it.
I think I'd rather just go with command center, though, moving forward.
The command post.
My buddy in Kansas City just routinely says Chiefs Kingdom, as if I shouldn't make fun of him for it. I think eventually it would get to a point where just me saying command center, I wouldn't hate myself when I said it.
Oh man,
I'd have to punch through a wall. A while.
That's an uphill climb.
But I think I'd rather do that than like a weird word with a bunch of syllables that's hard to pronounce, depending on the company. And they should think about that, by the way, when they pick the new name.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll think about it, but what they'll be thinking about is the check. Like you get a lot of money, and you're like, sure, that's the name of it. It's totally the name of the stadium now.
How about this? Josh Harris Field.
Whoa.
Saved the region.
So we were oriented towards a sponsor initially, but I kind of was like, what the hell, bro? Let's just name it after me. It's an idea.
I don't know. Commander's Field, I don't think people would like that very much. Whose Q rating is the highest right now? Probably Adam Peters, who, by the way, we had on the show yesterday. Is Harris's Q rating higher than Peters? Who would win the popularity contest?
The autograph line?
Organizationally. Probably Peters, right? Because it's different. You're an owner. You're in a suit. You know, Josh Harris, you know, with all due respect to, you know, Josh Harris, I mean, Adam Peters, he just kind of flicks his hair in that way in the wind and
chuckles at you, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, Adam.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. It's fine. I don't know. I still think Harris has enough in the bank. Because Peters is new, it's fresh, it's very fun, it's exciting, and it's, as I said, there's a newness to it. He hasn't made any bad decisions yet. But Josh Harris saved this from the depths of hell. He threw that rope down when we were all in Bane's prison and we climbed out one by one. You know what I mean? Like he's got a lot of clout at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.